Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at
Hey, everybody. Today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode where we announce the winner of Free Ride Friday. We do a weekly random draw with all the iTunes ratings and reviews, and somebody wins a free ride. Somebody wins a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training community. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, ask questions anytime. It's an amazing, amazing community in there. And we give it away for free to somebody who's left us an iTunes rating or review every single Friday. So make sure you drop us a review and enter the weekly draw. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the 10-minute business podcast that won't stop until you build the business you're looking for. With our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. If you're looking to nail your business idea and make sure that you're building something that people actually want to buy, make sure you check out our free course on idea validation. This is a free video course with a workbook for you to jump in and make sure your business is viable. It's our most popular course inside the $100 MBA, and it's completely free. Just go to 100mba.net/free-course. In today's lesson, you will learn, how do you hire a software developer? You might be thinking about creating a small app, a small piece of software, or you might be thinking of building a large piece of software. Wherever you are, whatever you're thinking about, you're going to need to know how to find the right developer, somebody that can work with you and implement the ideas that are in your head. So how do you find them, and where are some good places to look, and how do you make sure they're the right fit for your business? We get into all of that in today's lesson, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Earth Class Mail. Just getting started with your business, make sure you get a business address. And Earth Class Mail makes it super simple for you to get a great business address so you don't have customers showing up to your home. But not only that, they take all the mail that gets sent to your business address and digitize it. They put it up in your account in the cloud, and it syncs with all your apps so you can pay your bills and pay invoices. This is awesome. No more physical mail. Give Earth Class Mail a try for 30 days for free. Just go to earthclassmail.com/MBA month and use coupon code MBA month. Again, that's earthclassmail.com/MBA month, coupon code MBA month. So how do you hire a software developer? Well, the first question you have to ask yourself is, what kind of software do you want to create? Is it an iPhone app? Is it a Google Play Store app? Is it a browser-based software, something that lives in the cloud? Is it a WordPress plugin? Once you answered this question, what kind of app, what kind of software, you need to figure out what kind of programming language does that app, that software require. Now, some of these will have many options, like you could build this app on Ruby, or you can use PHP. So make a note of the programming languages that you can create this app in. This is going to require some research on your end. And as simple as doing some Google searching. What programming language are WordPress plugins programmed in? The reason why is because you're going to find various types of developers. And you want to pinpoint, you want to narrow your search to make it easier for you. If you're creating an iOS app on an iPhone or an iPad, then you want somebody that knows how to develop in that area, in that programming language. Now that you know what kind of software you want to create and what programming language is required to create it, your next step is to jot down the minimal viable requirements for this software. Strip away all the bells and whistles. What does this software actually do? What is the core desired outcome for the user? Now, it doesn't matter if you're creating a productivity app or a game. This needs to be solid because you're going to need to communicate this to the developer clearly and as early as the hiring stage. You need to understand if they can do this or not. So once you've outlined, you know, the minimal viable understanding of what this software does, have a second version of this with the bells and whistles. What are some of the things, the features you'd like developed in the long run? It may not be in the beta version, but eventually you'd like to have these features. So as you can see, we haven't even talked to a developer yet, but there's tons of work to do to get your software ready for development. Your job as the thought creator, as the leader of this business or this software, is to understand the functionality, to clearly get the idea. Don't rely on the developer to just make decisions. They won't do that. Their job is to implement. And a great developer implements exactly what you want. So make sure you know what you want. All right, now that we know what kind of software we're creating, what programming language it's going to be programmed in, the bare minimum, the minimal viable outcome of this software, and the bells and whistles list, now we have some information to start recruiting a developer. Now, hiring a developer is like hiring any employee or any freelancer. You're not really going to know how good they are or if they're a great fit for you until you start working with them. But there are some signs you should look for. Number one, you're going to want to look for somebody that has done something similar in the past. If they've never developed an iOS app and you're asking them to do so, the chances of you having a great relationship and a successful project is quite low. They're learning as they're going along. They may be quite intelligent and quite a fast learner, but it will be rocky. Now, on the other hand, if you're creating a PHP application and the developer you're working with has created tons of PHP applications before, they've worked on several projects, they could show you these projects, the completed projects, you could take a look at how they work and how they function, you're going to have a much smoother experience. And they're going to tell you what they can and cannot do based on their experience. Now, before we talk about where to find good developers, understand that a developer is not the same thing as a designer. I know that sounds kind of obvious, but a lot of us, we think that, oh, I need an app created, all I need is a developer, or I'll hire a developer and it'll be all said and done. No, a developer is a coder, somebody that actually makes it work. But if you want it to look nice, if you want a user interface, if you want a good looking menu or graphics, that's a designer. That's something altogether different. Now, it may be a plus to find a developer that can also be a designer. Somebody that is equally talented in both areas can be quite rare, but they do exist. There are people that do both. They're going to be a little bit more expensive, but you might be saving more money by having somebody that can do both. But if you find the perfect developer and they don't design, you shouldn't write them off. You should hire them and find the designer later on. Remember, the designer is somebody that you can freelance because the evolution of the actual software can change the functionality, but design probably won't change that often. You can hire them back on a freelancing basis. But the developer will probably be working with you for the long term. Even if they're contracted work, they're going to be helping you develop new features, work out any bugs. And yes, there will be bugs. There are no softwares with no bugs. You could test and test all you want, but until it's on a live environment, you're not really going to see all the different situations this software is going to be tested. So expect that and know that your developer should be working with you to clean those out. If you're just joining this podcast recently, I should have mentioned at the start that I have gone through this experience many, many times. Nicole and I run a software business called Webinar Ninja, and I've hired and fired many developers and designers, and it's taken me some time to have the solid team that we have now. So all of this is out of experience. All right, so where do you find a great developer? Well, you can find a developer or a designer as well on many sites. I've tried freelance.com, I've tried Odesk, I've tried these two extensively. And you can filter out for where they located. So if you want somebody who's local or somebody who's in the same time zone as you, you could do that. If you're looking for somebody internationally, that's possible as well. But those sites are quite hit and miss. You can find some really good developers and designers, but you can also find some horrible, horrible designers and developers that I've experienced personally. And often a gauge is the rate. How much are they charging? Somebody who's going to charge a premium is going to be worth a premium. That's usually the case. When it comes to these things, a lot of the times, if not all the times, you get what you pay for. So keep that in mind. Another site that I recommend that's a little higher end, you're going to spend more, but you're going to get great quality developers and designers, is a site called TopTal, TOPTAL.com. Stands for Top Talent. And you can hire the top designers and developers on this site. Now, regardless of where you find your developer, I highly recommend that you have a Skype call with them before you start working. Get to know them a little bit. Make sure they understand the project very well. Those 30 minutes on Skype can tell a lot. If for any reason they refuse to get on Skype, for me, that's a red flag. I do not hire somebody that is not going to just approach me and talk to me so we can discuss the project, because the developers that I worked with and have great experiences with, they're happy to do that. They're excited. And they know that in a great project, great communication is required. And currently, with our development team that we've hired full-time here at Webinar Ninja, we're on Skype at least once or twice a week. And we're on chat almost every day because there's constant development going on and communication is key. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Earth Class Mail. Get your physical mail digitized and up in the cloud. We've modernized everything else in our life except physical mail. It's time to start using Earth Class Mail. With Earth Class Mail, they hook you up with a great business address, and all the mail that's sent to that business address gets scanned and digitized in your account in the cloud. And you can access it anywhere, and it hooks up with all your accounting software, so you can pay bills and pay invoices and accept invoices. It's pretty, pretty awesome. Try them for free for 30 days over at earthclassmail.com/MBAMonth and use coupon code MBAMonth. Again, that's earthclassmail.com/MBAMonth. Use coupon code MBAMonth. The last piece of advice I have when it comes to today's episode, when it comes to today's lesson, is that this process takes time. Hiring a developer takes time. And in average, it takes a few weeks, even a month, because you want to find the right person to work with. Sometimes it even takes longer than a month, depending on how much time you have. But what makes the process a lot faster is understanding your product, your software very well, and keeping it minimal viable at the start. Sometimes you're going to have to change developers or teams later on. They can only take you so far. That's okay. But just get started and start building with a great developer. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. If you did, we'd love to hear about it in an iTunes rating and review. By leaving us an iTunes rating and review, you let us know how we're doing, and you enter our weekly random draw to win a free ride, a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. And that's today, Free Ride Friday. So let me see who won this week's free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. We're going to do a random draw with all our iTunes reviews. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Jeff Burris. Jeff Burris says, great show, 5 stars. Omar uses easy-to-understand language and examples, well worth the 15 to 20 minutes out of my day. Thank you, Jeff, and welcome to the $100 MBA Training and Community. Your mission is to email us over at support@businessrepublic.net so we can hook you up with the lifetime membership to the $100 MBA Training and Community. That's over 180 video lessons, workbooks, interviews with experts, and a whole lot more. And guys, we do this every single week. Just drop us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter our weekly random draw. It's like winning $100. You enter and get a lifetime membership of the $100 MBA training and community. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. Building a piece of software is exciting, but there's obstacles along the way. It's not always perfect. There will be bugs. There will be things that don't work. And remember that the developer is a developer. They're not a designer, they're not a server expert, they're not a security expert. These are separate things you're going to have to take a look at as your software grows. So know that software is a big business. When I say big, I'm not talking about revenue here. I'm talking about there are many moving parts. So understand it's a long road. This is not a fast win. If you're passionate about your project, you'll love the fact that it's a long road. And I wish you all the best. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.